Hello, I'm Elizabeth Patton at Johns Hopkins, and I came across this text when I was researching the medical activities of the Countess of Arundel. Her life spanned the Protestant regimes of Elizabeth and James, and although she's best remembered for her active and highly illegal support of Catholicism, she also had a strong interest in medicine, possibly born of early tragedy. Remedies she sent to her husband Philip, a prisoner in the Tower of London, for example, were never delivered, and he died there in 1595. And she was also unable to prevent the death of her young daughter from tuberculosis just a few years later. But the Countess persisted, and in the 1620s, as many as 60 people a day were coming to her country home for treatment. In some years, her contemporary biographer claims, over 70 sheepskins were used for bandages. That comes to about 600, by the way. She ordered divers kinds of drugs to make her medicines, he continued, and herself in person would ever be present at the making of them. It was during this period that the Countess commissioned her friend and fellow Catholic, the physician, poet, and playwright Thomas Lodge, to compile the text you see here. When I first looked at the manuscript with its careful emendations, I could almost hear the Countess saying, "Thomas, I need you to write down all the remedies you can think of." And Lodge seems to continue this conversation in his dedication, saying that many of the ingredients, which he knows she needs in large quantities, can be found in her own garden and field. Although Lodge's treatise was later printed, the last 5 pages of added receipts in a contemporary italic hand, possibly that of a woman, exist only in this original.